أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evil and from our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُؤْتِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. My dear and respected brothers and sisters, this weekend, Christians around the world will be celebrating Easter, commemorating what they believe to be the death of Jesus, Nabi Isa. Last Tuesday, we Muslims observed Maulid al-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the same week, one faith remembers the birth of its prophet, and another faith remembers the death of its leader. Both Christianity and Islam are today facing great challenges. At the local and national level, amongst many other problems, there is the problem of rising alcohol and drug abuse, along with antisocial behavior, record numbers of teenage pregnancies, abortions, and failed marriages. All are on the increase, and all are tearing at the fabric of society. At the international level, world poverty and disease, natural disasters, endless wars, and a critical shortage of clean drinking water will keep all faith communities continuously engaged in humanitarian work. But in addition to these challenges, the causes and the consequences of international terror have made the world a much more dangerous place for everybody. And our faith communities must work harder to restrain the extremists. I'll appreciate it if everyone who's got a mobile phone just checks and switches it off, please. Our faith communities will have to restrain our extremists in every faith community. And these extremists are the militants who go and kill innocent people by blowing up trains and buildings. They are also the militants in the White House and in number 10 Downing Street, who may even now be planning to bomb another Muslim country. Both our beloved prophets, Jesus and Muhammad, may Allah's blessings be upon both of them. They would be horrified today to see what some of their followers are doing in their holy names. But my dear brothers and sisters, if we really are people of true faith, then we should never despair. In difficult times, we Muslims say, Hasbunallah وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. He is the best guardian. We must continue to work tirelessly to fulfill our duties as believers in one God, to serve Him with love and devotion till the end of our days. When the leaders of powerful nations tell us that they invade other countries because God called on them to do so, then we should all be rather concerned. These leaders also claim to be people of faith. However, when people of faith disagree on something, we Muslims also say, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, meaning, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. Allah knows who the true in faith really are and who are the hypocrites who invoke His name to justify their evil actions. In the very early verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 11, we read, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, make no mischief on earth, they say, why? We are only ones that put things right. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشُورُونَ. Surely they are the ones who make mischief, but they do not realize it. Respected brothers and sisters, how should we commemorate our beloved Prophet Muhammad's birthday? Perhaps we can begin by reflecting on who he was and what he achieved. Here was a man with no literate skills and no formal education, who single-handedly transformed a band of crude Bedouin tribesmen into the leaders of a world civilization. More importantly, he restored belief in one God after centuries of deviation and innovation. And he established a spiritual empire that 14 centuries later is the world's fastest growing faith, and it embraces the hearts of more than one-fifth of the human family. This is a vast topic, brothers and sisters, and several khutbahs will not do justice to cover it all. In the short time we have today, we can only focus on a few essential points about the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The early life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two parts. The earthly life of the Prophet had two parts. The first 40 years and the last 23 years. The first part of his life was before that fateful meeting with Gabriel, Angel Jibril, who called him to deliver God's message. The second part of his life corresponded to the revelations of the Holy Quran, and that covered 23 years before his death. Even as a young man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy, because of his exceptional good character. Long before his turbulent years as Allah's last prophet, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, his honesty and his personal integrity were well established, so that his employer, the Lady Khadija, offered her hand in marriage. So even if we get everything else about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we remember just two things, his good character and his merciful and generous heart. Good character and a merciful and generous heart. Later on in the hadith literature, we find one of his best known quotations: I have been sent to teach good character. And the Holy Quran confirms this in Surah Al-Ahzab, which we read in verse 21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have indeed in the Messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day and we engage as much in the praise of Allah. And again, in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 107, we read, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, but as a mercy unto all creatures. Brothers and sisters, these two elements, good character and mercy to all creatures, are the basic elements of Prophet Muhammad's personality, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you compared all the biographies that were ever written about anyone, you'll find that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life is probably the most minutely observed, most keenly studied, and most passionately emulated life and role model anywhere in history. And if there's one common thread that weaves its way through every book and every hadith commentary on his life, you will find that it concerns his good character and his generous nature to all people and to all creatures. And let's just take three quick examples. A woman used to leave her rubbish on the Prophet's doorstep every morning. And one morning there was no rubbish. So the Prophet ﷺ went to investigate, and he found that this lady wasn't well. And he prayed for her and he comforted her, and he made dua for her recovery. On another occasion, a man entered the mosque and urinated there. The companions were very angry and they grabbed this man. They grabbed hold of him. But the Prophet stopped them and told them just to pour clean water over the area and let the man go. Gently. Because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's peace, patience and perseverance, these people later accepted Islam. And who can forget Taif? The whole town of Taif drove Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam away with stones, insults and abuse. He was injured and the blood flowed. Angel Jibril, offered to punish them by destroying the whole city. But our beloved Prophet said, "No, I am not the Prophet of revenge. I am the Prophet of mercy. Leave them alone. Perhaps one day their children will accept Islam." And he was right. The people of Taif today are all Muslims. These examples from the Prophet's own life show us how we should deal with insults and abuse. We should not retaliate in kind. We should not be burning flags and embassies. We who follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must show the world something nobler, something better, something more inspiring than violence and revenge. The second part of Prophet Muhammad's life covered the 23 years as Allah's final messenger. During these years, the Holy Quran was revealed and recorded as a written text and also as a recitation on the lips of Muslims who commit the sacred words to memory. In addition to the written and recited words of Allah, during his life, Prophet Muhammad was himself a living testimony of the Holy Quran in action. He was the Quran made visible in human form. We Muslims, therefore, have a threefold blessing from Allah. We can read, we can hear, and we can experience the Quran as a living reality by studying his life. And we can try to apply those examples to our lives today. Towards the end of his life, Prophet Muhammad made the pilgrimage, and on the plain of Arafat, on the Mount of Mercy, Jabal Rahmah, he delivered his final khutbah. He reminded the Muslims that his life was coming to an end, but if they held on to two things, they would never go astray. The one is the Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, and the other is the Sunnah, the living example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To this day, 1,400 years later, the essence of Islam has been preserved in these two sources, and they will remain so utterly central to our Muslim identity and experience until the end of time, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. May the greetings and peace be upon the best messenger Muhammad, the unlettered prophet, and upon his family, upon all his companions. Amma ba'd, and after this, behold, Allah and his angels shower blessings on the prophet. O you who believe, ask for blessings on him and salute him with a worthy greeting. O Allah, send your greetings upon Muhammad and his family, just as you sent your greetings on Ibrahim and his family. O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, just as you blessed Ibrahim and his family. In both worlds, you are praiseworthy and exalted. Allahumma. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khairil mursaleen, Muhammadan Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alamina innaka hamidun majid. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. All glory is for Allah, all praise is for Allah. There is no power, no strength except with Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, I wonder if the brothers can move forward, please. It's getting a bit crowded at the back. If you can move forward and make space for those who are coming in late. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the best birthday present that we can give our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, every time we pray in Salah, we invoke Allah's greetings and of peace and blessings on our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have just done. This is what we do every day, at least 5 times a day. So what else can we do to make this Mawlid a very special as a birthday present? Here's a thought. Throughout the Holy Quran, Allah encourages us to discover His signs around us, His ayat, and we need to take time to reflect, to ponder, to consider. Perhaps we can take time to study the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and constantly ask ourselves, what message is there for me today to apply to my life today? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a role model. He was sent for a purpose, not just for the 7th century Arabia, but for all people, for all time. He was Rahmatul Alameen. And to benefit from that Rahmah, we need to take that example and see how it applies now to our situation, where we are, wherever we are. How can we make this Uswatul Hasana, the perfect example, a living reality for us? Perhaps the best birthday present we can give Prophet Muhammad is to make a renewed commitment today to study his life carefully, every detail, and to strive hard to bring something of his noble character, of his merciful and generous nature, into our difficult times that we are, and our challenging times that we are living today. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not just a man of theory, he was a man of action. All the wisdom of the Holy Quran and the Hadith is of no value whatsoever if it's simply going to stand there gathering dust on a bookshelf and we don't open it and try to live by it. We Muslims must make it work. Islam must become a living reality in each and every one of our lives. And by doing that, we make it a living reality in our neighborhoods, and we change our neighborhoods, and we change society and improve society. The Holy Quran describes the followers of Prophet Muhammad as the best community sent unto mankind. You enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong, and you believe in Allah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. You and I, brothers and sisters, must therefore go out into our communities, into our neighborhoods, to help put right things that are wrong. We must work to make our neighborhoods safer. We must help to fight crime, delinquency, alcohol and drug abuse. We must raise money to provide clean water and medicines to millions of people who are dying needlessly abroad. We must help to raise awareness amongst our neighbors and our fellow citizens of this beautiful country. It's not enough for us to live a good life while others have to suffer the consequences elsewhere. The whole world is an interconnected place. We must engage ourselves more in improving the environment for everyone. We must invest our money, our funds, ethically, avoiding businesses that profit from human suffering, from gambling and alcohol. We must weigh up the global consequences of our actions. And most importantly, we must use and we must urge our elected leaders to uphold justice and the rule of law, both at home and abroad. The obscenities of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and even some of the prisons in this country, and the reckless imperial adventures must stop. If the threat of international terror is going to be removed, it must begin by governments being even-handed and just, both at home and abroad. When missiles and artillery are being pounded on defenseless people in Gaza, all faith communities must urge our leaders to stand up for justice. Christians, Jews, and Muslims have much to ponder over this Easter weekend. As we said earlier, we have our work set out before us, both locally and globally. The message of Islam, through the living example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, offers a way out of this darkness for everyone. You and I have the responsibility and the honor of taking that message to those who need it. We can preach and we can teach, but the best way to honor our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be to set our own personal living example of his good character and his generous heart. May Allah, the glorified and exalted, help us to fulfill this noble cause. May Allah help us to study his holy book and the life of his final prophet, so that our lives become illuminated by that divine light that leads to his garden, Al-Jannat Firdaus. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the granter of bounties without measure. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Our Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendants. O my Lord, accept this prayer. Rabbi ja'alni muqimus salati wa min durriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of reckoning. Rabbi ghafir li wa li waliday wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor, and peace on the prophets, and praise to Allah, Lord of all creation. Subhanaka rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqimus salah. Allahu